Fit-taqsima tiegħu llum Victor Bella ser iwassilna intervista bl-Ingliż ma' tfajla Awstraljana ta' nisel Malti Ruby Vella dwar l-esperjenza tagħha fi Sri Lanka fejn attenti tal-tiċ hemmhekk ftit qabel il-milied tas-sena l-oħra u l-kultura tal-pajjiż fosthom ir-reliġjon u l-ikel. Tibda biex tgħidilna x'wassala sa Sri Lanka.
My partner is from Sri Lanka. I met him in Darwin, and his best friend Anjana was getting married and kindly invited myself and my family to Sri Lanka. So we all went for a trip just before Christmas, and we were able to attend the wedding, which was incredible. My mother and I, we dressed up in saris and we experienced our first Sri Lankan wedding, which was an awesome experience to have and very different from a wedding here in Australia.
So how different are the weddings there?
Well, it depends on what religion the wedding is. So the wedding was Buddhist. So at the beginning of the ceremony, there was a Buddhist traditional practice, and that consisted of many different traditional prayers, traditional moments between the groom's family and the bride's family, and it involved many different items. So it involved coconut, it involved gifts being given, it involved many different chants from the monk and from the parents. There were songs sung by young girls. It was so beautiful.
So the wedding lasts a day or a week?
So this wedding was quite Western in many ways. So it consisted of about a 45-minute ceremony at the beginning, and then we had the reception, which was a few hours, and that consisted of a dinner, and then we danced for many hours into the early morning. So there were about 250 guests, which is normal to minimal amount of guests for a Sri Lankan wedding, which was very interesting. But yeah, we had a dinner, and then the bride and groom walked around the room to make sure that they talked to everyone. There were speeches, and then we had a great dance to traditional baila music, which is very popular Sri Lankan music.
With regards to the ceremony, is there emphasis on, like ours, for better and worse and forever?
Definitely, yes. I believe that the ceremony in many ways shares similarities to, for example, a Catholic ceremony. However, it is Buddhist, so it's done in a different way. But although I didn't understand most of what was being said because it was in Sinhalese, I believe the customs and the practices are very similar to a Catholic wedding.
You mentioned the language. What is it like?
I'm not 100% certain. I believe it is quite different from many other languages. Right. It's very complex. It's very hard to learn. The alphabet is completely different to, you know, to English. And yeah, it doesn't consist of an English alphabet.
But English, is it popular?
English is very popular in Sri Lanka. It depends on where you are. In more rural areas, it is less likely that people, especially older generations, will be able to speak Sinhalese. However, English is taught in schools, and especially in Colombo, which is the capital, it is spoken by the majority of people very fluently.
It's a tropical country. What is it like? Yeah, very hot?
It is quite hot, yes. I mean, I live in Darwin now, so it's very similar to the Darwin weather. Yes, it was very hot, very humid. Thankfully, it didn't rain too much, but it was the rainy season. So, yeah, it was expected that there was going to be tropical rains. But, yeah, it was beautiful tropical weather. And thankfully, we had aircon at night. But, yeah, very beautiful hot weather.
Now, what about the food? Do you find the food different a lot from?
Oh, the food is incredible. It's quite spicy. They incorporate a lot of different vegetables into their curries. But yeah, the food is usually consists of white rice, and then they'll have a chicken curry or a meat curry, then a vegetarian curry, and then they'll have sambal and many different smaller dishes to go with that.
So basically what? Meat or fish?
Yeah, meat. Fish is very popular given that there are, you know, Sri Lanka is surrounded by beautiful beaches. And potato curry is also very popular. That's made with coconut milk. Very beautiful.
You were not in Colombo itself, the capital city. You were a bit far from it.
Yes, we
did. Because Colombo used to be the a big stopover for migrants, especially those who migrated right after World War II. And that was the second stop on their way to Australia. First Aden, and then Colombo, and then Perth, in Australia. Obviously, no more these remnants there. But did you visit Colombo? Did you visit the city itself?
I did. We traveled all around the country, but we did spend some time in Colombo at the beginning and the end of the trip. And that is, yeah, very interesting, eclectic city, very busy, a lot of traffic, lots of tuk-tuks, especially during Christmas. It was crazy, but wonderful city too. I would say it's less multicultural than Sydney. Mixed religions within the Sri Lankan population, right. Definitely, but it's predominantly Sri Lankan populated. However, you do see tourists, given that it is the capital city of Sri Lanka.
Yeah, can I ask you a very personal question?
Yes.
What made you fall in love with a Sri Lankan?
Look, I must say my partner Manusha, he is very kind and, yeah, very, very caring. And I would say that is a key personality trait of the majority of Sri Lankan people. They are beautiful people, very caring, very unjudgmental, very hospitable. So I guess, yeah, that played a massive part.
Terrific. Well, I wish you a happy future with Manoush. And I thank you very much for being part of our program. And I'm sure the listeners enjoyed listening to your detailed commentary about the life and the wedding in Sri Lanka.